My name is Bezena Hinton, and I'm delighted to welcome all the presenters and delegates to the Institute's second Enterprise Risk Management Seminar, entitled It's All About Opportunity. This annual seminar is organised by the Institute of Actuaries of Australia, and I'm very pleased to see it consistently attracts a diverse group of risk management professionals across several industries. We've got an excellent lineup of speakers today, and I'd particularly like to thank them all for giving up their time. And I'd also like to acknowledge our two sponsors, Milliman and Goldman Sachs, for their contributions and support for this event. And I'd like to thank our supporting partner, the Risk Management Institution of Australasia, for helping promote this event across the risk management profession. Enterprise risk management is the lifeblood of the actuarial profession. Actuaries assess risks through long-term analysis, modelling and scenario planning across a wide range of business problems. ERM is vitally important in our modern world. The interconnectivity of risks means that events in one area of the globe can generate impact across all markets. There's also been a paradigm shift in attitude towards risk. It's no longer appropriate just to pursue profit. There's a need to consider the risks in our businesses and the potential flow-on from external sources. As part of the preparations for this seminar, the Institute conducted a survey to see how ERM has changed since the global financial crisis. Over 300 senior financial service executives, actuaries, and risk managers responded, and most confirmed that there was a heightened awareness of risk management at their own or their clients' companies. In essence, they told us that corporate Australia's sense of the importance of risk management had definitely changed for the better since the GFC, though there was still work to be done in several key areas. Asked to nominate what risk management areas had most improved, the largest group said there was improved reporting at board level, with half nominating improvements in risk government processes. When asked what risk management areas were still most lacking at either their own or clients' companies, most said comprehensive risk modelling. 87% of respondents believe that the actuarial profession added the most value in reserving, risk margins and risk-based capital arenas. However, other areas, such as developing parameters for companies' risk appetite and risk culture, and identification and the management of systemic risk, were also highly rated. Today, we're going to be looking at the importance of ERM and how it's used at the most senior levels of a company. We'll explore some of the key components of ERM and how they can be practically implemented. We'll walk through a number of scenarios to road test our thinking on ERM and consider some of the cultural issues that are vital for a company to successfully prepare itself for times of stress. There'll be a number of occasions for discussion today, and I encourage you all to take this opportunity to add to the debate. I'd now like to introduce Mike Thornton, who will be chairing the opening session. Mike has over 20 years' experience in the life insurance industry with AXA. Mike has held a number of senior finance roles in the UK and Australia, as well as spending time at AXA's head office in Paris. More recently, Mike has performed appointed actuary and group chief actuary roles, successfully steering AXA Asia Pacific through the global financial crisis. Mike is now AXA's group chief risk officer and is passionate about developing high-performing actuarial and risk management teams and ensuring that capability is embedded across the AXA businesses in both Australia and Asia. Please welcome Mike Thornton.
Many thanks for those kind words. I'm very happy to be here helping the Institute in running this second ERM seminar, and as was just said there, I am passionate about this as a topic, and I do think there are tremendous opportunities for actuaries in these fields. I also think there are some challenges as well, and you'll hear me talking about that a little later on in the day. In the meantime, we'll be hearing from Craig Dunn, Managing Director and CEO of AMP. Craig's here to get the session off with a bang and to give us his perspective on the importance of ERM from a CEO's and from a board's perspective. Craig will be looking at some of the critical elements of ERM for the board, and we'll also be touching on some of the improvements that we might see in the years to come. That should help set the scene for the rest of the day, which will be largely focusing on embedding risk appetite frameworks and how to embed risk management into the culture of an organisation where it can add significant value. While Craig is talking, start thinking about questions you might be asking, and there are a couple of ways you can do that. The first is via SMS. So please have your phones on, but on silent, please. The number you can SMS questions to is 0414 079 448, and what happens is those appear at the back and then appear on a screen through to us at the front. You can also use the traditional way, so in front of you there are some cards, and Melinda's waving one around at the front. Scribble some questions on that, and those will get collected by the events team, and again will find their way to the stage through the technology. Remember also to fill in the evaluation forms as we go. There are those in your pack, and keep those in front of you if you can.